النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's a really interesting and beautiful dialogue that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with one of his companions. In this conversation and this dialogue between the divinely appointed Imam and the companion, there's a thing that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam brings up. He brings up this idea that one should do what they believe in, or if we want to turn it around, what they believe in, they should act upon. Many times we have a tendency to believe in a lot of different things, but very rarely do we end up acting upon them. So, for example, we all know that being truthful is a virtue, it is an honor. We know that we must speak the truth, but there are times where we don't speak the truth. Or we know that being loyal to somebody is also a virtue, it is an honor and a nobility. And likewise, there are times where we show disloyalty, whether it is to another human being, or whether it is to the infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam, or the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, or even disloyalty to Allah the Almighty. Or, for example, we believe that death is a reality, and still we have a tendency to not remember death. And we live like we will never die. Another thing that we believe in, but we rarely act upon, is that we believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe that everything will be held to account, our good deeds, our bad deeds, our actions, our thought. Everything will be held to account, and yet we live life, and we go on continuing to live as if there will be no day of resurrection, that there will be no holding of account. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, speaking to his companion, says, Allah says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? And he says, if a human being says something and believes in it, their true intention makes them prove what they say and what they believe in by acting upon it. And if they do not believe in what they are saying, the truth of their speaking and the truth of their belief shall not appear. And so in this manner, dear friends, we learn that we believe in a lot of things, but we must also put those sayings and that belief into action. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.